In the Haftarah we read in Parshas Bahar is the Meister with Hananel ben Shalom, the uncle of Yirmiyahu, he came to tell him a story, field. And Hashem said to Yirmiyahu, you'll see that your uncle is going to come to sell you a field, and you should buy it. And this was in the time that there was around Yerushalayim, the Goyim were already coming to conquer Yerushalayim. There was no way out. Everybody knew the Nevuah of Yirmiyahu that Yerushalayim is going to fall and there will be a Chorban and everybody will go out in exile in Golus. And Yirmiyahu, watch, and your uncle is going to come soon from the city of Amonosos and he's going to offer you to buy a field that belongs to him, and because you're his relative, you're his nephew, so you're the first one that should buy it, and go and buy it. So it says, Vayobo Eli Hananel ben Dodi Vankar Hashem. His uncle came to him, like Hashem said, and he said, Knei no esodi asher ba'anosos. Kilcho mishpat ha-yerusha, ulcho ha-geulo kneiloch. You're the closest relative, and you should buy it. Kneiloch. Vayida ki dvar Hashem, we knew dvar Hashem. So it says he bought it, and he wrote a contract, and they signed, and they put it in a pottery, in a kli, that it should stay for a long time. And then after they bought everything, so the nevuah was that Hashem said to Yirmiyahu, Odi konu botim esodos ukrom in Bartavos. They were still, there will come a time when people will buy houses and fields. This was in the middle of they were in a city that was surrounded by goyim and was falling apart. And Hashem says to him in the Nebuah, there will come a day when people will still buy fields. It was not in place. And Yirmiyahu said to him, "Vaspalel el Hashem, Yitavent Hashem, Aho Hashem Elokim, how did you say that I should buy fields? Hine asololos bo'u ayir lelochdo, the batteries, sololos, they're called batteries. That means the goyim were coming with their equipment, and they were pouring sand around the city to come and take over the city. Well, you need to know the other Kasdim to come in. The city is falling for the Kasdim that are fighting against it. There was swords and people were being killed. There was hunger. People were dying. Whatever sickness, whatever you said, that was going to be punishment on the evening. You told me to buy a field and to make aiding witnesses. Well, you need to know the other Kasdim. So Hashem says to him, I mean, many people called over, I could do anything that could happen, any miracle. So what are you surprised about? So we have to understand what was the Nevuah here. The Rambam says there was two times that Eretz Yisrael became Kodosh. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, that it's more than any other country, is because twice. Once when Yeshua came into Eretz Yisrael, and once when Yeshua came into Eretz Yisrael, and the next time was when Ezra came up in the second Beis HaMikdash, the second time. So the Rambam says that Kedusha Rishona, the first Kedusha that happened in the time of Yeshua, it depends. The Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, even while the Yidden were in exile, nobody lived in Eretz Yisrael, there still was Kedusha on the place of the Beis HaMikdash, on the Temple Mount. But the Kedusha of the Hoy Eretz Yisrael, while the Yidden were in Golus, in exile, there was no Kedusha. It's like there was no, if anybody would plant them, there was no Chiyuv Meiser, no Chiyuv Teruma, no Kedusha. But in the second time, when they came up in the time of Ezra, so there was a new Kedusha, Eretz Yisrael became holy new, and this Kedusha will never go away, it'll stay always. Even if the Eden went to Golus in the second Chorban, so still the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael stays. So the Rambam says in the end of Hilchos Beis Yosef, in the seventh prayer, why do I say that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim stays and Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael fell off in the time of the first Chorban? So he says, because the Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim is like a Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses, a Kedusha of a Mikdash, and it says that stays, that's in this coming parasha in the Chukosai. Hashimoti es Mikdash Shechem, even if it's Chorov and it's nothing there, still it has a Din Kedusha, that's the Mokum HaMikdash. But the Eretz Yisrael, he says, why was it Kodesh? Because Yeshua conquered, it was a Kibush Milchoma. And when the Goyim came and they made a new kibush, they conquered it away from the Eden. So then the kibush falls off. It's one conqueror taking away from the other conqueror. But the second time of Kedusha, when Ezra came, so the Kedusha is not because they conquered Israel, only it's because the Melech, Koresh, the Goyim, gave them Reshus, they gave them permission to come into Israel, and because of what's called the Chazok, it's called Hityashvut, they sat in Israel, they lived there, and that's what made the Kedusha. So, first we have to find out, because the Mishnah says, the first time when Yeshua came, they conquered it, but right after they conquered it, they lived there. They also had a Hityashvut, that he sat there. So why should it not be the Kedusha, just like the second time, even though the first was conquering, but also they lived there. So the living there should give the Kedusha that should be permanent. So we have to say that there's a difference between the first time and the second time. The first time when they came in was through conquering Eretz Yisrael. Then what they lived there is because they conquered it so they could live there. So that's by force. When the going came and they were took it over from them, they conquered it, so the conquering takes away everything, because everything was based on the fact that they came in by force. But the second time they came in because the going even were moda. They said, it's yours, go up. Kol asher mikem yalilu. Whoever wants to come up to Eretz Yisrael should come. It's like somebody owns a house. He doesn't knock on the door to go into his own house. He just walks in. That was the second Kedusha. They just came into Eretz Yisrael because it was theirs. So that, if the Goyim are moda and everybody sees that it's theirs, so then the Kedusha stays forever. It's not because they conquered it. And that's what he said, Pshat in Rashi. Rashi in Chumash says that in the beginning of Dvarim, it says in the Chumash, Alei Reish, that Bo Rashua's arts to go up to Eretz Yisrael and go into Eretz Yisrael and take it over. So Rashi says, Ilu lo chotu b'meraglim, so lo yutzrichim l'klei zayin. They didn't need any equipment, any weapons to take over Eretz Yisrael. They didn't do the chet of the meraglim. And in the end of the parsha, it says that when they went near, and over there it says Bo Rishu, and it says they should take over Ammon and Moab and Seir. Bo Hara Amori Bal Kol Shechenov, they take over 10 nations. There were 7 nations in Eretz Yisrael which we really took over, and then there were 3 more that's called Ammon and Moab and Edom, which Hashem promised Avraham Avinu and Brit Ben Abesorim, and we never got it. So the Grosse, and at the end of the parsha, so at the beginning of the parsha, it says that they should take over all 10. Hara, Mori, Bal, Kol, Shechinov, also Ammon and Moab and Seir. That's in where Jordan is now. Approximately, it's the area, the whole area that's called the Jordan Medina, state of Jordan. And in the end of the parsha, it says, when they came near Har Seir, it says, you can't go into Yerushalayim, Esav, Nasatius, Har Seir. So in the same parsha, we have Stira, in the beginning it says take over Harseir, and the end of the parsha it says don't go near it, don't bother with them, because it's theirs, it's a Yerushalayim. So I saw in the Gron, Adaras Elio, he says that if they wouldn't be Chote the Meraglim, so they would have taken over Harseir, they would have taken over all the other countries also. That's what he says, he doesn't explain why. I was thinking, because it says in Rashi, if they wouldn't be chote the meraglim, if they wouldn't do the sin of the meraglim, they wouldn't need clay vine. They wouldn't need to conquer it by force of war. So what would happen? They would come to Eretz Yisrael and everybody would just move away. They would go away. And what happened by the meraglim? Why the meraglim made this change? Because when they wanted to go lefi derech hateva, according to the regular way where people take over land, is to do by force of war. And you send spies and you see how to do best the war and how to take it over. If that's the way you want to do it, so then it has to be everything b'derech hateva, the natural way. And the natural way is Yerusha le'esav. You can't take over Esav by force. It belongs to him. Hashem gave him a place. Bo'etin le'esav is har seir l'reshes. So we say that pasuk in Dagodesh of Pesach. Yaakov Ubon of Yehuda Mitzrayim. Hashem gave Esav a present, a place that's his. It belongs to him, har seir. But if Esav would go away by his own will and would give it over there to the Eden, of course we could take it over. By force of war we can. So before the Meraglim, Hashem just wanted us to go into Eretz Yisrael without war, without force, without ammunition, without guns. So then we would go into Eretz Yisrael, we would also take over Har Seir, and all the guns would just go away and go to other lands, and they would give us to live there. Like it says, Shomu Amim Yergozun, Chil Ochaz Yoshvet Loshes. They all were afraid. They would have left. But because we changed it. We changed the rule of the game. We sent Meraglim, and we wanted it to be the nature of the war. So there's a war, you can't take over Eitzel. That's the big shot in the grill. And the Nogea to us, well, we started out with the parsha of the two kibush. The Rambam says that in kibush, Yeshua was Ayyadei conquering Ayyadei kibush. So if you do a conquering, the going conquer it from us, so then the kibush goes off. Because the Emes, the Kedusha was only Ayyadei kibush because of the chet of the Meraglin. It comes out that because of the chet of the Meraglin, we lost the Kedusha Rishona. If there wouldn't be a chet Meraglin, we would just come into it as well. So it would be a Kedusha Lossid level also. Then the Kedusha would never fall off. Then our first Kedusha, our first arrival in Eretz Yisrael would be like the second one, would be Ayyadei Chazaka, that we just came and we sat down and we lived there. Everybody knows. Everybody is murdered. Everybody sees that it belongs to the Eden, and they go away, and they let you live in your own house. But because of the Meraglim, we lost that we have to do a war. We lost that the Kedusha Rishona fell off Ayyadei the first Korban. But then the second time, the Kedusha of Ezra was Ayyadei Chazaka, Ayyadei that we lived there. Ayyadei that we lived there, the Kedusha is always there. So it could be that's the Nevuah of Yirmiyah that he said with Hanano ben Shalom. It was the time that was coming close, that the first Kedusha was going to be Bato in a year's time or so. So the Goyim were going to conquer Eretz Yisrael, like Yirmiyah said, Hine Asolulos Bolo Yir Lelochto. They came to conquer the land, and they came to take off the Kedusha. Once they conquer it, so they'll take off the first Kedusha. So everything will be Bato. So Hashem says to him, no, you buy a karka now. It's a sign that will come a new Kedusha. While the first Kedusha is already leaving, before the end of the first Kedusha, you already said on the Nevuah that there will be a new Kedusha, a new kind of Kedusha, which kind was called Odi Komu Botim, the Sodos Ukromim Baritz Azos. It'll be all day buying and all day storos, all day contract, and that will do the new Kedusha. And the new Kedusha will be even stronger than the first one, and it will never be bought because it's Ayyadei Chazaka, Ayyadei Tiyashvut. So then there's a pasuk at the end of the whole Maaseh that Hashem says to Yirmiyah that you will still see that the places, there is Binyamin and there is Hanegev, he counts all the places where the Eden will come and they will live there. And the Orei Ha'or, Bari Ashvelo, Bari Hanegev, there's Binyamin, Otav, Ornatan. So he says that all these places will be built up. Why do we have to count all these places? Because he's showing him that there'll be a new kind of Kedusha, that this new Kedusha will be permanent. This is the prosecutor, I'm sorry, it says, Sodos Baketet Yiknu, Bekosov Basefer Bechotzom, Goed Eidim, Beretz Binyamin, Besvive Yerushalayim, Bore Yehudo, Bore Ahor, Bore Ashkelo, Bore Aneged. Yoshu Bet Shvutom Num Hashem. The end of this whole Maaseh ends off with counting out all these places where there will be a new living of Yidin, because the new Kedusha will be permanent.